Your news and information leader, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla. It's time now for high school football on WCDO. And here to call the action, Nate Lull and Greg Davey.
And welcome, everybody. It's live high school football tonight here on WCDO. Nate Lull and Greg Davey with you here to call this one from Unitigo High School, as it's Unitigo and the visiting Green Trojans here in football tonight. And I want to welcome everybody into our Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center kickoff show. Chambers and O'Hara, of course, located on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. For all your transportation needs, including rentals and expert service, rely on Chambers and O'Hara. Cork and the staff wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. And we'll be back in just a couple of minutes. We'll break this one down as Unitigo comes in with a record of 1-0. Green is 0-1, and we'll break down what will happen here tonight at Unitigo. I'm Nate Lull for CDO Sports.
Have you had an unfortunate accident? Do you need a quick vehicle replacement? Or are you doing a lot of traveling but don't want to put the miles on your own vehicle? Chambers and O'Hara, Riverside in Sydney, has vehicle rentals at competitive rates, available by the day, week, or month. And they will even bill the insurance company for you. Call 563-4311 today for a hassle-free rental. Compact, mid-size, luxury, and vans too. From sales and service to stress-free rentals, call Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney at 563-4311.
Did your garbage get picked up on time? Mine did, because I'm a customer of Lang Trucking in Guildford. For over 15 years, Lang has offered reliable residential and commercial garbage pickup in Delaware, Shenango, and Otsego counties. And when I clean out the garage or attic, I use Lang's one-time pickup service. I hear you don't even have to be a customer for that service. I also like the fact that they are friendly, local people. Their rates are very competitive, and they're now accepting new customers in all route areas. Call Lang Trucking at 895-6365. That's 895-6365. And Lang Trucking proudly supports high school football on WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Live high school football tonight here on CDO. Nate Lull and Greg Davey coming to you live from Unitigo High School. Greg, a great night for football at Unitigo as the Spartans welcome in the Trojans from Green.
Well, everybody worked the kinks out last week. Unitigo stumbled a bit out of the block, giving up a first touchdown to Sydney. Got it together, really played an inspirational game in the second half, dominating, shutting them out 13-0 for the 26-12 win. Established themselves as a good D team, which we knew they would be. Green comes in, you know, the same division as Shenango Forks and Sydney. They took it on the chin last week, 21-0. It was a close game in the first half, but they didn't have... They didn't have any points on the board to speak of, so they're going to bring their two quarterbacks set while they're alternating quarterbacks, and they're going to try to get some power football going tonight against the Spartan defense, which we saw last week was downright stingy.
Our kickoff show tonight, of course, sponsored by Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center on Route 7 in Sydney on Riverside. For all your transportation needs, including rentals and expert service, you can rely on Chambers and O'Hara. And Cork and the staff wish everybody in tonight's game a good luck wish. And we know Green is a team that has some guys back from last year. They went 3-6, but they are very happy with the way their defense played last week. They were down 8-0 at the half. They did give up a punt return for a touchdown. They thought that was the difference there, but they have to find a way to get the offense going here against a Unitigo team who is going to come out and I'm sure want to punch them in the mouth right away.
Yeah, such a diverse offense. Now, funny thing with Unitigo is I watched them in the warm-ups. They actually showed some option, which we did not see much of last week. Green, they mixed mixed it up running and passing for about 150 total yards, 72 in the air, 78 on the ground. But they have to minimize their penalties. They had six last week. And, of course, holding onto the football as Unitigo survived despite four fumbles last week. Green with two fumbles last week, so they had to minimize the mistakes, obviously. And playing on the road is also not as easy because Unitigo, they love to play their games at home, no question about it.
Sophomore quarterback Zach Orzel did play a number of the minutes last week for Green, and what they like about Orzel is he's a young guy, but he's been in the system for a while, so he's learned it, and he has a great offensive line in front of him, and I'll be interested to see how that's the Unitigo defense is able to crack that. They were able to get after Tom Hoskins from Sydney a little bit last week once they kind of figured out the Sydney system, so I think that'll be a fun matchup to watch, is the Green O-line against the Unitigo linebackers and D-line.
Green offensive line is pretty big. You got 235 with Phil Nelson. You got 245 with center Nick Adams. You got Wyatt Vanderbunt at 260. So there's some size on that offensive line for Green. Not a lot of your rushing yards to show for it last week. They're going to try to change that tonight.
If you're Green, Greg, what do you think about Tanner Winchester, and how do you stop him? A guy that kind of got off to a slow start in last weekend's game, but boy, Sydney had him dead to rights a couple of times, and he's able to break off those huge runs, 85 and 55-yard touchdown runs.
And not all of them were straight ahead. It was all darting, as a classic old-school word, is darting when it comes to Tanner Winchester and athleticism. Well, I talked to an assistant coach before the game, and he said, you know, we know all about Winchester, we know all about Firebend. Stopping Winchester is a main priority tonight.
Well, Green coming out, taking the field here as they get set for this one against Unitigo. We'll take a quick break, and we'll come back and continue to get you ready here in our Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center kickoff show. This is Nate Lowe and Greg Davey here on CDO Sports.
If you're thinking of buying a new mattress or furniture for your home, now is the time to check out the catalog outlet stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, North Norwich, and Margaretville as they celebrate 25 years of being the area's value leader with anniversary pricing on all brand name living rooms, bedrooms, dining rooms, and mattresses. During this milestone celebration, take advantage of special anniversary pricing on sofas, recliners, TV consoles, sectionals, bunk beds, and more by Ashley, Vaughn Bassett, Liberty, Best Home Furnishings, and more. Mattresses by Kathy Ireland Home, American Bedding, and Gold Bond in all sizes, styles, and comfort levels at fantastic anniversary pricing. Nobody sells mattresses for less. With special anniversary pricing on everything store-wide, along with deep discounts on all closeouts and one-of-a-kinds, this sale is one sale you don't want to miss. Delivery is available, as well as special anniversary interest-free financing to qualified buyers and the chance to win a vacation getaway. For details, stop by the catalog outlet store nearest you or visit online at catalogoutletonline.com.
You can't buy convenience, but with NBT Bank mobile banking, you can download it. NBT Bank mobile banking places access to your personal finances at your fingertips. With the ability to check balances, view transactions, transfer money, and pay bills, you can enjoy the convenience of banking anywhere, anytime. Convenience counts to you, and that counts to us. Enroll today at nbtbank.com/mobile. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And the lights on here at Unitigo for some Friday Night Lights football as the Unitigo Spartans take the field. The Green Trojans, the visiting team here tonight, already out on the field. And again, welcome into our Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center kickoff show. Nate Lowe and Greg Davey with you here on CDO. Some other games to keep an eye on around local football tonight. Deposit Hancock is playing at Unadilla Valley tonight. And the other game that is kind of in the local area is Oxford taking on Dryden. Dryden with a big win over BG last week, 56-8 was the final score there. The games tomorrow, we will have BG at Sydney right here on CDO. Delhi will visit Whitney Point, and Walton is at Afton Harpersville, and of course Jim Hoover going for win number 300 tomorrow.
Legendary, there's no other way to say it, and he's a gentleman under most circumstances. When he's on the sideline, he can get gruff, but he's been nothing but good for this area in football. Made Walton a football community, there's no question about it. All kinds of respect for Coach Hoover. He'll get that 300 eventually. Don't know if it'll be tomorrow or not, because it could be a stingy opposition, but Congratulations to Coach Hoover on a great career.
Walton had a huge first win, 28-6 over Whitney Point. They appear to be off to a good start to their season. Harpersville, Afton, of course, bringing Afton kids down. They have about 12 or 13 kids on the roster there from Afton. They lost 55-12 to Waverly, but from everything that I heard, that was a very close, physical first half, and that Harpersville could be a team down the road that could make the playoffs.
Yeah, the Wolverines of Waverly are expected to do well in Class C. They're probably going to give Chenango Forks their biggest challenge of the season. That's just an insight or just a gut feeling, but Waverly, with their new field, really ready for a great season, and they showed it last week.
Let's get a chance here to get in our Section 4 disclaimer for tonight's game. This broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. And Green not scoring any points last week. What do you think is the mindset of the Trojans as they come in? Are you kind of having those nerves until you can get your first points up on the board?
Well, I think they want to win the toss and elect to receive. That would be the first step. Second step is, bring back your experienced quarterback and let it run. Do your plays. Maybe they've already decided on the first two or three plays from scrimmage so that that the kids are confident and they don't need to wonder what's going on. Playing with confidence half the time gets you the results. I'm not going to have a ratio, but I know when you play with confidence, Unitigo showed us that last week. In the second half, they came out with all kinds of confidence, and they took care of Sydney. So will Green do the same thing here tonight? We'll have to see.
I'll be interested to see if Unitigo, they got off to the slow start, but they really started to pick it up in the second half and really played an inspired game, how they will come out here after another week in the books of practice. I would expect them to start fast here against Green tonight.
Yeah, and like I said, Josh Firebend wasn't sharp early on, but, that's first game. I wouldn't say even jitters with him. I think a little tentative because of, the operation he had, and he threw it long one time. He was very content to throw it short. And then he started becoming the play caller, and he started becoming the mastermind of the offense. He didn't panic. They had long drives, sustained drives, took up a lot of time, got the results, got the win.
I was here pretty early tonight, and I saw a lot of Unitigo kind of running that long, deep fade route. Could be just Firebend warming up the arm. Could be maybe they saw something that they'd like to go for against Green here tonight.
When they played Sydney last year, 32-30, I watched the entire game, and yes, Billy Kozak went down with a bad hamstring, so that was a big disappointment, but both teams played on, and Josh Firebend just threw it all over the place, and what a fun quarterback he is to watch. So hopefully he's going to give us some fun tonight.
Oh, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back with kickoff here on CDO. Nate Lull and Greg Davey, Friday Night Football here on WCDO.
At Catskill Travel of Sydney, travel is our business. No matter what type of travel you require, you can count on us for the lowest applicable fares and best travel options. Catskill Travel specializes in exciting cruises to anywhere in the world, no matter what time of year you travel. And we offer exceptional rates through our discount cruise affiliation. Ask about leisure cruise packages for popular destinations like Disney World, the Caribbean, and Mexico. When it's time for your next trip, see the people who know travel. Catskill Travel on River Street in Sydney, next to R.E. Wilbur. Call 563-2156.
Hey, high school football fans. Angus and Ale Main Street in Sydney hopes you'll join them every high school varsity football game night for the varsity football tailgate party. Sydney, BG, Unitigo, and surrounding area games. Enjoy burgers, wings, and other game time favorites. Join us both pregame and postgame. And when you wear your school colors, take 10% off your meal. Bring the whole family and enjoy our spacious dining room or relax in our tavern. It's varsity football tailgate party nights at Angus and Ale Main Street in Sydney. Proud supporters of local high school football.
Finding a contractor that you can trust can be difficult, but not when you rely on Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From custom building and expert remodeling, including kitchens and baths, as well as plumbing, heating, and electrical work, Cohen and Fraser Builders see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426. Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Thanks for joining us here tonight on WCDO. Nate Lull, Greg Davey from Unitigo High School as we get set for the Spartans of Unitigo and the Trojans of green. Of course, want to welcome in our listeners online as well. Want to say hello to Boston, Massachusetts, one of our early listeners on the stream. Of course, brought to you by Sydney Federal Credit Union at SFCU. It's all about you. As we get ready for captains, as they will get set to come out to midfield to chat it up here. Greg, your final thoughts before kickoff.
Well, when you have done high school football for 25-plus years, of course, it's been a while since I've got back in the saddle, and working with you now has been fantastic early on. But it's so interesting here at Unitigo because everyone, as most people know locally, they kept the Booster Roost. They've got a new field. And then tonight, and of course, the Spartans are now on the opposite side. So green is on the near side in their home uniforms because of uniform non-delivery, let's say, from Unitigo's. So green's got the green shirts on, which is weird. Unitigo's got their white shirts like they wore last week against Sydney. And then to top it all off, you got the chain gang will be closer to us than far away. Those weren't any thoughts about the game. I just had to make that comment. But as far as the game goes tonight, you know, I think whoever gets out first and shows the confidence and the advancement of the ball, if they can mix it up, you know, green just might surprise Unitigo. They might just come out throwing and surprise them. So we'll see what we got. We'll see what we got. And I think, you know, these guys are old rivals from way back, and I'm hoping for a great game.
We talked a lot last week about the beautiful new facilities at Sydney High School. Of course, Sydney Alumni Field with the turf, the brand new scoreboard now. Mm-hmm. But here, this field looks great too, the all-natural grass. I've always been impressed by Unitigo's facilities here. This thing always looks perfect, no matter what the conditions, it seems.
I would say from the angle, I would say it is a crowned field. They had some drainage issues a couple of years ago when everybody was having drainage issues in the rain. I know Sydney Unitigo played a mud game up here, too. But, the staff's done a great job. And good crowd. Of course, on the far side is Unitigo, and they're up in the stands. And I love the concession stand that they have here. You can wait for a hot dog and still see the game. Love it.
Well, it was certainly nice when they put the track in here a number of years ago before they had the pine trees over on the far side. They put in the concession stand. It's really nice here and a great place to see a high school football game. I know it's one of my favorites. Well, we'll get set here. As Greg said, green in their green uniforms tonight with the green helmet, has the Trojan on the side and the black pants as well. Unitigo in the home white uniforms tonight, the white helmet with the kind of new logo they're going with the U and the black pants as well, says Unitigo across the chest. And it looks like Unitigo will be going right to left to start things off, and green will be going left to right.
And green will be kicking off. Unitigo will receive. This is one of the rare times I also know all five of the officials tonight. Will not call them by name, but at least I know them, and it was a surprise to see them all walking toward me in the pregame when I was trying to get the lineup. So I said, oh my goodness, all five of you I know.
Green very confident in their defense. They have a lot of talent back from last year, especially in the linebacking core and the secondary. That's what they're the most happy with coming into tonight's game, and they'll get tested early by this Unitigo offense run by the junior quarterback, Josh Firebent.
The Trojans do run a what they call a 5-3. The two ends on the five could be stand-up outside linebackers, could be down linemen, depending on the situation. So, again, Green with significantly more size. I would say Unitigo with significantly more speed. So we'll see what happens here. And, you know, the kicking game, again, that's not something everybody puts a priority on the first couple of weeks of the season. You should have it established by week two. We'll see what we got here for the green kicker and what he's got to offer tonight.
Well, back deep for Unitigo, they will receive, of course, with Tanner Winchester. He's a dangerous guy, along with Ryan Marzell. We saw him with a touchdown last weekend as well. So 12 minutes up on the board as we get ready for kickoff here from Unitigo. Green and Unitigo on Friday Night Football here on CDO.
That'll be Wyatt Johns to kick off. He's a 5'8 senior. And they have their routine. They're all cloistered together.
They're very confident in Johns as a field goal kicker as well, saying he's hit up to a 40-yarder in practice. So that could play into it, as well as we know Josh Firebend, an excellent kicker for Unitigo. So we'll get things underway here from Unitigo High School as Johns will kick off for the Trojans. And this one will be a squib kick on the ground. Unitigo will fall on it here with Nate Wilsey. He had a little trouble holding on to it. Falls down, and Unitigo will have great starting position at about the 36-yard line.
Deja vu. Started out last week with the same thing. When they kicked it to Unitigo, it went right to Nate Wilsey. So he's there for a reason.
So we are scoreless to start things off here. Unitego in green. Unitego in the white uniforms with the black pants and the white helmets here tonight. They will go right to left. Josh Firebend in the huddle with his club, getting ready for this first drive. And we did see a little bit of option in the pregame warm-up, so we'll see what happens with that as the night goes on. Firebend in the shotgun to start things off. Wilsey in motion, goes to the option to the right side and knocked down. About a gain of 1 yard on that for Nate Wilsey, the running back here for Unitego.
Well, they're going to spot it back to the 35-yard line, so somebody caught him real quick on that far side. We will be able to set the lineups for you as the time goes on in the first quarter.
Two receivers on each side here for Firebend. He'll throw on second down, and he has a receiver to the left, and a nice catch here for Unitego. They'll get all the way up to midfield. A catch by Jared Jones there for the Spartans, and that'll be a first down.
Jones was a factor last week, too. He's got good hands, and he ran a good route that time.
Firebend again getting the call from the sideline, and Unitego will huddle up here. Just about 40 seconds gone here in the first quarter. We're scoreless early on between Unitego and Green on a nice reception there by Jared Jones, the senior for Unitego, going down the left wing as the Spartans go right to left.
15-yarder.
Firebend under center now. Will hand off to Wilsey right up the gut, and he'll pick up five, still rumbling and stumbling his way up. He'll get about 8 yards to the 42, and a second and two here for Unitego.
While he's not the only back in the set, he is the workhorse. They will go with scissors. They'll go with the reverse. They'll go with end around. They were showing option, like I said, in the pregame warm-up. So I think they're diversifying even more as the season goes on.
10:43 to go here in the first quarter. Clock continuing to run. Scoreless between Unitego and Green. They break the huddle as they are into the Trojans. Defensive territory, Firebend again under center. He's got three receivers to his right, one to his left. Wilsey behind him. Hands off to Wilsey. A little fake there, and Wilsey bounces to the outside. Now he gets driven back by the Trojans' defense. Wilsey putting his head down, but finally is dragged down by three Trojan defenders. A loss on the play for Unitego.
Sean Brigham came up and made the stop, and the middle of the line, Phil Nelson, 6'1", 235. Like I said, John Haddock, 6'3", 195 defensive end. There's some big boys there. And they just stuffed the box that time waiting for Wilsey.
Unitego again getting instructions in the huddle as Nate Wilsey actually fixing some equipment on his helmet as he'd picked up a couple there but got driven back by just a wall of green Trojans. Firebend breaks the huddle here. 2 minutes gone in the first quarter. We're scoreless between Unitego and Green as Unitego just passed midfield into green defensive territory. Firebend in the shotgun. He'll roll to the right, bounces out, throws the ball, and a nice catch there by guess who? Tanner Winchester, a 20-yard gain, still on his feet and roped down. I think he'll pick up about 25 on that as Unitego now deep in green defensive territory.
Well, a nice play, and when in doubt, go to your number one guy, and that was Tanner Winchester. Gain of about 23, and they are threatening there at the 26.
Firebend taking his time back in the huddle. Clock continuing to run. 9:35 to go. First quarter here from Unitego High School. We're scoreless between the Spartans and the Trojans. Winchester out to the right for Unitego. The quarterback, Firebend, in the shotgun. He'll pass to his left. A little high there, off the hands there of Jared Jones.
That simply was overthrown. A little bit of zip on that. Zach Orzel, not only the quarterback, one of the two quarterbacks also playing defensive back. 5'9", 155. Had an outside chance to intercept that, but that, like I said, a lot of mustard on that football. Nobody was going to grab that.
Firebend again getting the plays more from the sideline tonight than I think we saw him last week against Sydney. And, you know, maybe they've set up a few plays that they've definitely wanted to run here on this first drive. Firebend breaks the huddle for Unitego as they have the ball about on the 26-yard line in green defensive territory. Firebend in the shotgun. Wilsey to his left. Two receivers to his right and to his left. Fakes the handoff to Wilsey. Holding on, looking right, long, lofting pass into the back of the end zone. Can anybody pull it down? Looked like somebody did, but they were out of the back of the end zone. And that'll bring up second down here for Unitego.
Well, Kyle Spaulding was out there. And Tanner Winchester. And they basically ran parallel routes. And they each had a defender on them. So that was going to be, you know, that was roll the dice. Could you come up with it? But whoever caught the ball, and I think it was Spaulding, they were out of bounds when they caught it. Two incompletions in a row for Josh Firebin after two fine completions, one to Jared Jones and one to Tanner Winchester.
9:14 to go, first quarter. Scoreless between Unitigo and Green. Unitigo knocking on the door. They're at the 26 of the Green defensive territory. Firebend again in the shotgun. He'll look to his left. Pass and caught there by Jones. Eludes one tackle. Breaks his way all the way down. A first down to about the 7-yard line for Unitigo.
Well, that's how it's done. When you got a defense that is playing as tight man-to-man as Green is, sometimes you have to run the slant instead of the straight down and out because that's the one way to fit in between the defenders. Nice job there. Jared Jones with a catch.
9 minutes to go, first quarter. And now the handoff to Wilsey. No, Firebend will keep it. Runs to his right. Still on his feet, but hauled down. Maybe a gain of one as Unitigo gets to about the Green 4-yard line here.
Well, sort of a broken play, but Firebend thought he saw something, and he does have that ability on the option. He can fake the handoff if he wants to, if he sees something there. Good, well defended on that far side for the Green Trojans.
Green doing a nice job of sniffing out that fake handoff, the Firebend keeper, and then yanking him down after maybe a gain of one.
Yeah, John Haddock on the defensive end that side, 6'3", 195, a junior. He's shown already early on he is a factor on the defensive line.
8:40 to go in this first quarter. We're scoreless between Unitigo and Green, but Unitigo is knocking on the door here down in the end zone. Firebend with Wilsey behind him, back in the shotgun. Two receivers to his right and his left. They fake the handoff to Winchester. A keeper up the middle and a touchdown for Unitigo. A run by Josh Firebend.
5 yards is all it was, and I was going to question, why are you having a shotgun from the 5-yard line? That's why, so that your speedster is running from the ends, can scissor through. He faked it to Winchester, and by that time the middle had been opened up. Nice execution by the Spartans.
And if you're Green there, you have to keep an eye on Tanner Winchester. That's a similar play that they ran against Sydney last week where they would have that handoff and he would sweep around to his left. Firebend this time does the nice job, keeps it, runs it right up the gut, and a touchdown for Unitigo, and we'll see if Firebend can kick the extra point. The point after, the hold is down, Firebend kicks it up, and that will be good, and it'll be a 7-0 lead here for Unitigo with 8:24 to go in the first quarter. We'll take a quick break. We'll step away for 30 seconds here on CDO.
Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center knows all about indoor projects for the home. Projects that include energy-saving steps you can actually do yourself. House Building Supplies carries all the familiar names. They provide the best materials for both the professional and do-it-yourselfer. Walk through the store and showroom area. You'll find many ideas to help improve your home's safety and appearance. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything, downtown Sydney Center.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
And a big hello to some folks listening at Shenango Memorial Hospital over in Norwich on our web stream tonight, brought to you by Sydney Federal Credit Union. Also, some local listeners on the web stream tonight from Cooperstown and Oxford. Always like having everybody join us on our stream on WCDOsports.com.
Opening drive, 9 plays. Well done, well executed. Started at the 37, so 9 plays and 63 yards.
8:24 to go here, first quarter. Unitigo with a 7-0 lead on a quarterback keeper up the middle for about 5 yards by Josh Firebend, and he kicks the point after.
With Winchester holding, I might add. No surprise there.
So Firebend now will kick off to Green, and Green will go left to right in their green uniforms here tonight with the green helmets, the black pants. Unitigo, if you're just joining us, in their white uniforms tonight with the white helmet, has that new U logo that they've gone with the last couple of years, and the black pants. A little delay here in the kickoff as they try to find, I'm guessing, the perfect football over there to kick off with.
Luke Erickson is one of the return men along with Sean Brigham, and much the same lineup, alignment, I should say, on the kick return team as Unitigo had, with possibly the exception of the guy in the middle, which, as we remember, when Unitigo got the kickoff, was Nate Wilsey right in the middle. They don't have somebody right in the middle. They're pretty much two by two down the row after the 5-man front line.
So Firebend will get ready to kick this off here. And a big thank you to some of our other sponsors for tonight's broadcast. Of course, Butler Auto Sales and Roberts Eye Care on Main Street in Sydney. Player Ben getting his helmet set here with 8:24 to go in the first quarter. A 7-0 lead off the after a Fire Ben rushing touchdown here for Unitigo. They take the lead, and now we'll go on defense for the first time tonight under the lights here at Unitigo High School. Fire Ben with a kick to the right side. Green will pick it up there, and Joe Phillips will work his way towards the middle, and he gets hauled down at about the 30-yard line, 35-yard line for Green, and that's where they will set up shop with the sophomore quarterback, Zach Orzel.
Mike Rose, single tackle, solo tackle on that. And it looked like, even though it wasn't a set play, Phillips might have busted it a little loose. It was starting to bust it loose, and Rose sniffed it out and tackled him right there at the 35.
Spartans with the 7-0 lead here over the Trojans. Zach Orzel, the sophomore quarterback, behind a experienced offensive line here. He's in the shotgun and has two receivers. One to the left, one to the right, and he has two running backs as well. They'll hand off here and go right up the middle, and a nice run here for Green to start things off for Luke Erickson. And Erickson will pick up a first down, and he's to midfield here for the Green Trojans.
Well, that's how they like it. He ran 21 times last week, so there's no surprise that he's the first guy, and on the first rushing play, a first down for the Trojans.
8:09 to go, first quarter. Unitigo with a 7-0 lead over Green.
13 yards on that run, by the way.
Green with their first offensive possession of the night, and Erickson, the workhorse, as you said, Greg, gets the first carry of the evening. Back in the shotgun again is Orzel. Receivers, one to the left, one to the right. Another handoff here, this one up the gut and sniffed out by Unitigo. Cole Nelson carrying the ball here for Green, picks up one.
Yeah, pretty much a power eye formation, and Jared Smith, the 5'9", 170 sophomore, making the tackle for the Spartans. And they pretty much they have wide receiver left, wide receiver right, two setbacks, tight end. And they keep alternating the plays with a receiver bringing it in for, you know, that's kind of old school, bringing the plays in from the side instead of having the QB coming over.
Second down now for Green in the shotgun. Second and 9 for the Trojans in the shotgun again. They fake the handoff to Erickson. It's a quarterback keeper here for Zach Orzel, and he'll be close to the first down. A gain of about 9 yards on the QB sneak up the middle.
Well, when you can option it that way, as instead of to the side and an option, you can actually stay there, let your guy go through, and then run it. That's a nice play, and Orzel, tough as nails kind of kid anyway, and he made a nice run just short of the first down. Got about 7.
Third and 1 here for Green. 6:40 to go, first quarter. Unitigo leading 7-0 as the Trojans go left to right on your radio dial. Third and 1 in the shotgun again. Receivers to the left and right, one each, and two running backs in the backfield. They'll hand off to Erickson. No, another quarterback sneak up the middle, and a first down here for the Trojans as Unitigo really trying to key on Erickson, I think, and so far it's been Orzel going right up the gut.
Pick up a 4, nicely done, and I think Unitigo might have gotten away with somebody jumping off sides just a bit. I thought I was going to see a flag, didn't see it, and, you know, you play to the whistle anyway, so nice job executing by Green. And they're starting to find a little bit of weakness there in that Unitigo front 5.
First down here for the Green Trojans. 6:15 to go, first quarter. 7-0, Unitigo lead. Man in motion here for Green. And this time they'll hand off again to Phillips up the middle. Ball is on the ground, and he's able to fall back on it. About a gain of 5 here for Green after they put the ball on the grass. They were able to pick it back up.
Well, Cole Nelson wasn't he was a little surprised to see that pop out of his hands, but he had the presence of mind to pick it up. Nice job for Nelson. And he's getting told that on the sideline. You know, he did the right thing in the wake of that miscue.
5:45 to go, first quarter. A second down now for Green. About a 2nd and 4 here for the Trojans. And now under center is Josh Harrington. They did this a little bit last week, switching between Orzel and Harrington. So the junior Harrington will hand off to Erickson. We'll have our first flag of the evening. Looks like a false start here on the Trojans with 5:24 to go in the first quarter. 7-0 lead here for Unitigo.
Took a little while to get that first nasty yellow flag, and that was a basic trap play by Erickson. But that's going to come back, like you said, something on the line procedure. So that's going to come back 5 yards. We'll see if that breaks the momentum or not. And again, one quarterback out, one quarterback in. Got the shuttle system going.
Still second down here for Green. 5:20 to go with the clock running in the first quarter, and the Spartans on top of the Trojans, 7-0 under the lights at Unitigo High School. Orzel, the quarterback here, For Green, he gets the snap, he throws it in the air, and this one's picked off by Unitigo. Kyle Spaulding will bring it back the other way. He's going right to left, and he has some room, but he's finally roped down as he gets back to the 50-yard line, and an INT there for the Spartans defense.
Not only an INT, but a nice job of running by Spaulding. He got 5, 10, 15, 20, almost 25 yards on that run back. Picked it off real clean, too. I think the throw just was a little too soon for the receiver making the cut. When he turned his head, that's when he saw the ball, but the defender saw it right away.
A nice read there by Spaulding. He picks up the INT. 4:58 to go in the first quarter. Unitigo with a 7-0 lead. They have the ball for the second time tonight. And Josh Feuerbend with good position here on the 50-yard line. We'll get things going for the Spartans, but he gets sacked in the backfield. A big play there by the Trojans defensive, sneaking through the line. There was number 51, Dalton Brower.
A shot for Dalton Brower, and it is not often that Feuerbend gets sacked. That's a minus 10 in the books, and stunned is the least of the only word I can come up with right now is that the line broke down. Nice charge by the front five of Green.
So now Unitigo with a long second down here. Feuerbend snaps it, throws over the middle, off the hands there of Ryan Marzell, and that'll bring up a very long third down here for the Spartans. So the Trojans, a little spark here on defense.
Well, Feuerbend is only 16 or 17 years old. He seems like such a veteran in the pocket there for Unitigo. He had a sack, and then he just threw one in the wrong, just off the mark on Marzell. Marzell had a catchable ball spot-wise. The defender was not near him, but just was not thrown at the right spot.
4:23 to go, first quarter. Unitigo on top of Green, 7-0 here on CDO. A long third down here, about a 3rd and 23 for Unitigo. Feuerbend in the shotgun. A long pass here, trying to find Tanner Winchester, but well up over his head. And we'll see what Unitigo decides to do here. I think the smart thing to do would be punt.
Yeah, I'm thinking that. With a 3rd and 20, that's pretty much what they've, they have the lead. Pin them back. Feuerbend probably has that capability, but you never know with Unitigo. They've been known to pull a gadget play like this.
The only reason I said that was I said, boy, we're always up for some tricks with Unitigo.
Yeah. And Feuerbend is a quarterback, so you never know.
So fourth down here for Unitigo. Feuerbend will punt, gets off a nice one, skying through the night sky here. Unitigo will field this one with Erickson. A nice stiff arm as he goes left to right, comes to the near side in front of the Trojans bench, and is wrapped out of bounds by Ryan Marzell.
Unofficially, 35-yard punt by Feuerbend in the air. I'm impressed. I am impressed because he wasn't as far back as a punter usually is. He was more like shotgun and got that off with just two steps. That was nicely done. So and like you say, nice run back by Erickson in the open field. So good field position for Green.
4:05 to go here in the first quarter. A 7-0 lead for Unitigo over Green. We'll step away for 30 seconds here on CDO.
As a small business owner, you are busy meeting the needs of your customers and your staff. Who's there to help meet your needs? Well, come speak with me. I'm Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance. I can help with all your business insurance needs, including workers' compensation and disability. We also have markets for group health and dental plans. Please give me a call at 563-9955 for a free, relaxed, no-pressure analysis of your business insurance needs. That's Neighbors Insurance, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, or in Oneonta, Route 7 on the East End.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Luke Erickson with a run on first down for Green, tackled by Tanner Winchester for maybe a gain of 1 second down now for Green, as it's Unitigo with a 7-0 lead here on CDO. 3:30 to go in the first quarter. Green with the ball for the second time tonight. They go left to right. Zach Orzel under center here for Green. A low snap in the shotgun. He'll keep it again. A little 360 up the middle, and he's knocked down. The ball is loose, and Unitigo saying they have it, and they do. Unitigo with a big pickup there, their first fumble recovery of the night.
Well, they are slapping the back of number 9, Jared Smith, although Tanner Winchester and Nate Wilsey were also there. I think it was that secondary hit that got the ball loose by Orzel. I was just about to compliment him on that spin move that he did to get 2 more yards.
So 3:15 to go in the first quarter. A fumble by Green gives the ball back to Unitigo at the 46-yard line here as they are officially in Green defensive territory. And Unitigo in their white uniforms here tonight with the black pants, they go right to left. First down, a handoff to Wilsey up the gut, and he's met by a wall of green Trojans, maybe a gain of one. Second down coming up, 3:05 to go in the first quarter, 7-0 Spartans.
Well, getting through the middle is going to require great blocking by undersized or guys with less size on Unitinguis. Going to have to be more technique because you're not going to move that front line of the Green Trojans, and that was proof right there, gain of one.
Wilsey in the I formation behind Firebend. Three receivers to the left here for Unitigo and one to the right. Winchester in motion. He'll take the ball on the handoff. Cuts to his right now. Goes back to his left. Green has it sniffed out, though, and they'll tackle him in the backfield, bringing up third down here for Unitigo.
Well, well, number 8, Lucian Austin, the starting linebacker, 6 feet, 195, junior. Winchester was able to elude a lot of tacklers in the early going. He didn't elude Austin that time. Nicely done with a solo tackle. That's a minus 3.
Very, very reminiscent of what he did against Sydney last week, and then they just weren't able to quite wrap him up, and he was off to the races, so a great job for Green there. 2 minutes to go in this first quarter. Unitigo leading Green 7-0 here on their home field. Firebend has some traffic, passes it ahead to Winchester, and off the hands of a Green defender who was chasing after him, and that'll bring up fourth down here for the Spartans.
Dalton Brower had the lineman's dream of an interception off that screen pass. Firebend backpedaling as fast as he could, setting up the screen. Chance eluded.
So Unitigo, after they picked up that fumble, aren't able to do anything with it. Firebend kicks it down.
Wow.
The field gets this one to sit right on the end line here, and it looks like it will roll over there for Green. It took a Green bounce.
One more roll is all it took to get that touchback signal by the official, or else it would have been first and 10 from the one.
1:42 to go here in this first quarter. Unitigo with the 7-0 lead, and Green will start at their own 20. They haven't had much luck so far. Interception and a fumble in their first two possessions.
Yep. Two turnovers, and it's Harrington's turn to come out and try to lead them out from the 20-yard line. And they like to bring Brigham out to the near side. I don't know how long he's going to be a decoy, but if he has one-on-one coverage, they could go deep there against Spalding.
Harrington will hand off to Erickson. Goes to his right as Green goes left to right. He's got some room now. Picks up the first down and more. Pulls up to about the 36-yard line. Nice gain of 16 yards there for Green and Erickson.
Sweet gain, boy. And Harrington sold that very, very well. I think the delay to Erickson is probably one of their best plays.
1:33 to go, first quarter. Unitigo on top of Green, 7-0.
Looks like they put it at the 37, so give them an extra yard there.
So pickup of 17. Therefore, Luke Erickson.
Three carries, 32 yards. The guy is pretty effective.
And only a sophomore, so I'm sure a lot of local teams are going to see more of him over the next 2 or 3 years. Harrington in the shotgun here. Unitigo might have gone a little early. No flags on the play. Green will get a nice run here, and into the open field there is Tristan Carter, still on his feet and finally roped down in Unitigo territory at the 44-yard line.
Tristan Carter, nicely done. A 19-yard run, and he's got some cuts, too. He was the secondary runner last week, but he didn't get a lot of carries. Boy, if they have this kind of weaponry, you can run all night long.
So a first down here for Green as they are moving the ball well here on their third possession of the night. 1 minute to go in the first quarter. Harrington under center again in the shotgun. Receiver, one to the left, one to the right. It's a low snap. He's just going to have to pick it up, and he gets immediately tackled by the Unitigo defense as three guys fall right on top of him here, bringing up second down.
Well, I see familiar number 51. We hadn't called his name yet, Ethan Barber, how effective he was last week anchoring the middle of that Unitigo defense. And now with that poor snap, that was his chance to sniff it out and pounce like a panther.
Barber was holding his wrist a little bit after that fumble a couple of plays ago on the last Green possession, but went back over to the bench and now appears to just be right back at 100%. Good to see. 20 seconds to go in the first quarter. Green looking to get off one last play here with Harrington under center. As they go left to right, they're just over midfield. Hand off here, and Green right up the gut.
Carter again.
Very close to a first down here with Tristan Carter.
Wow. Carter. Nicely done. And, yeah, looks like the quarter is going to end with them switching places. And now the Trojans look like they're on a sustained drive, looking pretty good.
The Josh Firebend touchdown for Unitego gives them a 7-0 lead. We'll step away after the first quarter. It's Unitego 7 and Green nothing. For Greg Davey, I'm Nate Lull here on CDO Sports.
When other car dealers say no, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney says yes. Butler Auto is a credit acceptance dealer, which means you'll get guaranteed approval. If you make at least $800 per month and have a down payment or trade-in, Butler Auto will get you financed. So no matter your credit situation, stop in and have a cup of coffee with Kevin Jones to see how Butler Auto Sales could get you into your new vehicle. And if you need a rental, we have rental vehicles at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. Shop 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Call 563-1522.
We're specialists in you. Robert's Eye Care Associates. We care about the way you see. You'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Hello to New York City listening on WCDOsports.com. Always great to have you in listening here tonight as it's Unitego and Green, the Spartans leading the Trojans 7-0 at Unitego High School under the lights as we get ready for the second quarter. Greg Davey and Nate Law with you here on CDO. Green still with the ball, switching now because of the quarter change. We'll go right to left.
And they're going to call, are they calling a delay of game after a quarter break? Of course, we don't have the play clock visible here in Unitego, but that's going to cost Green 5. And, momentum is one thing. When you stop it from a quarter, it's one thing. When you stop it with a penalty, it's another.
We're hearing a legal procedure here in the booth, okay. Too.
Okay.
So that will start the quarter fresh here for Green. And they're off and running. They give it to Erickson, and he is roped down at the line of scrimmage.
Oh, careful on that tackle. That roped the face mask into it.
And that'll bring up a fourth down here for Green after picking up that momentum. Unable to really do anything with it, and I'm sure the quarter change, too, doesn't help with momentum.
Not at all. Minus 4 on that.
Erickson now for Green, back to punt. Nobody deep here for Unitego, really. They'll let it pop over their heads. Marzell was maybe the closest to it. And Green is going to pin Unitego in deep all the way back at the 10-yard line is where Josh Firebend and the Unitego offense will have to start left to right.
Well, how about that? And I was just going to say during the quarter break or before the second quarter started, but, of course, the penalty got me from doing that. But Erickson has 28 carries on 4 yards, Zach Warzel 14 on 3, and Tristan Carter 23 on 2 carries. So they are running the ball for their effectiveness, but they got to hang on to the football and keep those penalties to a minimum.
Erickson has had a couple of nice runs, just they haven't been able to sustain it so far for Green. So 11:15 to go, second quarter. Unitego in those white uniforms, the black pants, going left to right. Josh Firebend, the junior quarterback, in the shotgun, pinned deep in his own defensive end. A nice pass on first down over to the far side, off the hands of Jared Jones, bringing up second down and a flag on the play.
All right, well, I was watching the ball, so I didn't think there was any, but the flag is near where the receiver was. I didn't see any contact.
11:10 to go here in the second quarter. I believe they're going to call a pass interference here on Green.
Major break for Unitego. Absolutely a major break. I'm telling you, I looked over there, did not see the contact. I thought it was a clean. In fact, he was 2-3 yards off the ball. I think Jared Jones off his hands.
It did look like it just tipped off Jones' hands. So Unitego now will pick up the first down off of that penalty. 11:10 to go here in the second quarter. Unitego leading Green 7-0. Firebend with the ball as the Green defense went after Nate Wilsey on the fake handoff. Firebend only picks up 2 as he runs to his left and gets shoved out of bounds.
On the far side, and that was Zach Orzel with a stop. And, of course, he's the defensive back. You got to watch out how many guys in the secondary are going to make tackles. But Firebend can make the lineman miss, that's for sure.
Firebend with a second down now here for Unitego in the shotgun. will hand off this time to Wilsey, sniffed out in the backfield by this very experienced Green defensive front line.
Well, I see a number 51. Maybe that was 50. I thought it said 51, but if it's 50, it's Dalton Brower, and he, of course, 6'2", 230, ready for the action in the middle of that field. Nicely done.
10:20 to go, second quarter, and Unitigo now with a third down after two runs, one by Firebend, one by Wilsey, and really only picking up about 1 yard on those two runs.
And Wilsey's sliding it hard. He's got an 8-yard gain, but you know what? When you accumulate it, it's 5 carries, 0 yards.
Wilsey, again, having some problems with his helmet, as he did earlier, and he's a guy, he loves to run it up the gut, loves to run it up the middle. I feel like he's the type of guy that likes the contact, but so far tonight, that's all he's gotten is a lot of contact.
Third year starter, two-way player, loves the game of football.
2 minutes gone in this second quarter under the lights at Unitigo High School. The Spartans leading 7-0 as they go left to right against this very tough Green defense that we have seen so far.
Trips to the near side.
Waiting for the snap. And Firebend now will go to his left and overthrows Jared Jones, and another flag, and I believe it's going to be pass interference again.
And that did not affect the catch one iota. And it's frustrating the Green coaches here in the box. I totally understand that. That was an overthrown ball, but the flag came out again. Same referee, so must see something over there. Of course, he's a lot closer than we are.
9:46 to go, second quarter. It's a 7-0 lead for Unitigo over Green. And Firebend will step to the line here, and it will be a first down for the Unitigo Spartans. They'll move the ball forward. It's about at the 42 now. Unitigo started way deep in their own defensive end, and they've moved it out really on some nice plays, but also on two calls. 9:42 to go, second quarter. They roll out here to the right with Firebend, looking for a receiver, and he's got Tanner Winchester, his second catch of the night, and he'll pick up about five more after the catch. And Unitigo again down into Green defensive territory to the 35-yard line.
23 yards on that reception. Nice spin move at the end for Winchester to gain a couple more. Now that's a legit play. And, of course, Winchester somehow found a seam where there's nobody near him.
Again, a lot like last week, Winchester quiet so far in the first quarter or so, but all he needs is one play to maybe break things open.
And that broke a two-pass incompletion streak, not counting the penalties by Firebend. It's rare to see that.
Firebend under center now, and will hand off to Ryan Marzell. On the little reverse here, Marzell gets roped down from behind there as he was looking for a seam. Nice tackle there by Lucian Austin.
Lucian Austin. Boy, I tell you, Marzell was looking upfield to see, all right, where do I cut next? Didn't know he had somebody right behind him. Austin, good pursuit, and kept it from a big gain, just 2 yards on that play.
9 minutes to go, second quarter. Unitigo holding on to this 7-0 lead over Green. A touchdown on the first drive for Unitigo on a 5-yard run by Josh Firebend, the junior quarterback. Unitigo going left to right. Firebend on a second down now at the 35-yard line. Three receivers again to his left, and he's got Kyle Spaulding out to the right. They'll go ISO here to Spaulding. A nice catch across the middle, and a first down for Unitigo all the way to the 15-yard line.
Erickson and Carter double-teamed him, but again, that slant move, and there was one option, and it was Spaulding, and he got it.
So again, Spaulding to the right. Jones, Winchester, and Marzell to the left with Firebend under center. And a first down with 8:20 to go in the second quarter. They'll pass it off here to Winchester to the outside. Can he get the edge? He will, all the way down. Reaches for the pylon. Shoved out of bounds. They're going to say he's down at the 1.
Well, the play started at the 20. He got down inside the 5, as you said, reach for that pylon. That's something that those kids watch when they see the NFL and the college guys doing that. It's now trickled down to the high school. And Winchester just going for every possible inch. Oh, they say he's down at the 4, so a 16-yard gain, and they're knocking on the door again.
Stepped out of bounds as he was going to reach for that pylon. So a first down now for Unitigo. They lead Green 7-0. 8:10 to go here, second quarter. And again, Firebend goes back to the shotgun. Two receivers to his left and to his right. They do that little motion across to Marzell. He gets trapped in the backfield, has nowhere to go, and a loss on the play here for the Spartans.
Well, there was nowhere to go. He was slowed down by John Haddock, and then he was on his own and surrounded by Green Trojans. Well sniffed out by the Trojans defense.
So a second down now for Unitigo.
That was a loss of 6 on the play.
And a timeout, so we'll step away for 30 seconds with Unitigo leading Green 7-0 here on CDO.
Now's the time to think about getting your furnace and those air ducts cleaned for this year's heating season. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Clean of Sydney, and I wanted to take a moment to remind you about basic maintenance of your heating system and home. It is important to do this annually to prevent expensive repairs later on during the winter months. For all your heating, air duct cleaning, plumbing, and electrical work, give me a call at 349-0831. That's 349-0831. For Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area local athletes.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And we're back here. Unitigo knocking on the doorstep on second down. They roll out to the left, and Firebend looking there for Jones. Falls incomplete, so it brings up a big third down for the Spartans here with 7:37 to go, second quarter.
And one of the things he wanted to do before that, of course, was the play action for that counter, that the play they just ran, tried to fake that. But you know what? That was misthrown again. That was not a Firebend classic. So, but they're unwavering. They got another crack at it right here at third down and goal from the 10.
Third down, Unitigo going left to right. Firebend under center. Two receivers to his right and to his left. He fakes the handoff to Wilsey into the back of the end zone. He's got Marzell and he's in. A touchdown here for Unitigo on a big third down conversion.
Again, with the execution, when they look good, they look so very good at that one. I mean, again, with the play action, and then Marzell was just right in between three defenders. No hands to knock the pass down at all, and Marzell turns around and he finds himself in the end zone. That made up for the loss of 6 on a previous play.
Firebend on for the extra point. Credit Green, they had defenders in Firebend's face, and now they're a low snap. Winchester's going to have to try to run this in for a two-point conversion. Gets all the way to the pylon, and he's in. And Unitigo will get 2 off a bad snap instead of the extra point.
Holy ad lib. And by the way, the long snapper is Ethan Barber, known for his defense, but he gets a chance to be long snapper along with Winchester, the holder. And like you say, ad lib play, and there's no one better to run it than Tanner Winchester.
So 7:30 to go, second quarter. Unitigo picks up 2, and it's a 15-0 lead. We'll step away here on CDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
I went to Sydney Tire and paid just $10 for an oil change. How, you ask? With Sydney Tire's Royalty Rewards program. You see, every time I have work done on my car, I earn credits toward future service. There's no fee associated with the program, and when you refer a friend, you'll earn 25 points. Plus, Sydney Tire offers a free shuttle service so you can have your car repaired while you work. Since 1974, it's Sydney Tire, Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 or see them on Facebook.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Nate Lowell, Greg Davey back with you here on CDO. And after a Unitigo touchdown, they lead 15-0. And Josh Firebend with a little squib kick to get things started. Green, a heads-up play. They fall on it. And they have great starting field position here exactly at the 50-yard line.
Well, half the field's a great start. But let's see if they can get that momentum back on the run, which is what got them down the field the last possession before the mistakes.
Green going right to left in their black pants, the green uniforms, and the green helmet. They trail 15-0. 7:20 to go, second quarter, and a pass almost picked off here by Kyle Spaulding as Harrington, the quarterback for Green, lofted one up on that far side as he was looking for their main receiver, Sean Brigham, and he couldn't come down with it.
No, couldn't come up with it, and Steven Anders looked like was the defender on that play. Probably a little disappointed he couldn't come up with the interception because that ball had a little bit of hang time on it. They are 0-for-2 throwing the ball tonight.
Brigham was their team leader in receptions last year, a small, speedy guy. Hasn't really been a factor here tonight. They just haven't been able to get the ball to him.
Right.
Second down now and 10 for Green. They're exactly at midfield going right to left. They hand it off to Erickson. He's up the gut. He'll pick up about 4, maybe 5 to the 45-yard line here as the clock continues to run. It's Unitigo leading Green 15-0.
A pickup of about 4 for Erickson. That's a little less than his average. He's got 32 yards on 5 carries unofficially. But the more they rely on him, the more Unitigo is going to sniff that out because, and I keep using that term, but they did that with Brandon Bissett last week. Bissett ripped off the 69-yarder. After that, he didn't get a lot.
Unitigo with touchdowns by Firebend on a quarterback keeper and a toss to Ryan Marzell just a few minutes ago. Third down now for Green, and they need 5. They'll hand it off up the middle, and they'll just be a little short here, about a yard short, as Cole Nelson takes the handoff from Harrington, finds a little room, but is roped down.
Back to a trap play, and without a doubt in my mind, I see 4th and 2. I see go for it.
Green looking for some momentum. We'll see what the call from the sideline is here. 6:19 to go, second quarter. Unitigo leading Green, 15-0.
Got a player down, looks like. A little shaken up, maybe.
I think he's actually down looking at a piece on his helmet.
Uh-huh. Just as long as they're not looking for a contact lens.
Just a little more time to think about this play here on 4th and 2 and what exactly Green might be able to do to try to pick up a big 2 yards here.
We have a unique Saturday night game tomorrow. How about that?
BG and Sydney on the all-new alumni turf field at Sydney High School. Very, very beautiful facility there. And it's homecoming for the Sydney Warriors.
Day long varsity sports all on the alumni fields, new turf.
So 4th and 2. Harrington in the shotgun. Green will go for it here as they're in Unitigo defensive territory. And they'll just try to run it up the gut, and they will pick up the first down. It looks like it'll be close, but I think sneaking over the line there, we'll see. It looks like Erickson, yes, he took the handoff and picks it up here for the Trojans.
Well, go with your best. There's no doubt about it. Pick up of about 4. He only needed 2. Erickson seems to not only, you know, he can run up the middle as fast as possible, but he's got that little hitch, that little delay that actually helped him make the first down that time.
5:50 to go, second quarter. Unitigo leading Green, 15-0, as Green is at the 40-yard line in Unitigo defensive territory. They go right to left. And Harrington, the quarterback, is in the shotgun once again on a fresh first down here for the Trojans. Man in motion. They'll fake the handoff and go back to Cole Nelson. He's driven back by the white and black jerseys here of Unitigo.
Well, from the 38, it was a play that was going to go one way, but the fake caused it to go to the other, and it was not a secret to anybody. Ethan Barber, again, on the stop, along with, looks like, Jacob Morrison, who's only a sophomore, but 6'2", 295.
5:10 to go, second quarter here, and a second down for Green. Harrington still in the shotgun here. He's got a receiver to his left and to his right. Two runners in the backfield, each on one side of him. And this time they'll throw it out in the flat. Unitigo sniffs it out, and Erickson with a loss on the play as the Unitigo defense was right there.
Ethan Barber, once again, loss of about 5 or 6 on that completion, ironically. Actually, loss of 7. They're back to the 48-yard line of Unitigo. And now with a third down and long, you know, you're thinking, we either got to get to Erickson or to Carter, who's coming in now for Erickson, or they've got to air it out somewhere down the sideline because nothing is working over the middle for them throwing the ball.
4:15 to go, second quarter. Unitigo leading Green, 15-0 at Unitigo High School under the lights here on CDO. A long third down for Green, and boy, they could use a completion and a conversion here. Harrington under center. He's got receivers, 2 to the right, 1 to the left. They'll go to the left, a pass over the middle, almost picked off the fingertips there of Tanner Winchester.
That had completion, and it wouldn't have been a first down. It would have been 5 yards short of the first down. That ball was intended for Cole Nelson, but yeah, look at the quickness of Winchester just just able to anticipate. And if he didn't come up with the interception, at least he knocked it down. And the coaching staff, I'm sure, is very pleased with that.
Fourth and long here for Green with 3:58 to go, second quarter. Spartans on top of the Trojans, 15-0. Winchester came up from the grass. They're looking at his hands like, why didn't I come up with that one? He expects to make every play every time the ball is in his neighborhood. Green will punt.
Lefty.
And a rolling punt here will go down into Unitigo defensive territory. They'll let it roll. And this one will settle on about the 15-yard line here. We'll step away for 30 seconds. 15-0. Unitigo on top of Green here on CDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
3:49 to go before the half, and Unitigo pitching a shutout so far, 15-0 over Green, with touchdowns by Josh Firebend, as well as Ryan Marzell, with the two-point conversion by Tanner Winchester. And Unitigo waiting to start things off, going left to right here, deep in the second quarter.
Green had to take a timeout because one of their starters on defense, Cole Nelson, was over by the trainer table, and coach had no choice. He couldn't get a player in fast enough. They had to call the timeout. So he is back, but on the sidelines, been subbed for, at least on this play. 3:49 left in the first half, and at 15-0, you know, Green now needs a stop. If they can get a stop or even a turnover that deep in Unitigo's end, they got a chance to close this gap and make it a good game by halftime.
Hello to some listeners, local listeners, listening on the stream here, Oneonta, Binghamton, and some folks over in Green joining us tonight on WCDOsports.com. Of course, the web streaming part of our broadcast brought to you by Sydney Federal Credit Union.
Thank you very much.
Unitigo on a 1st and 10 here from deep in their own defensive end. Firebend, of course, in the shotgun. Nate Wilsey behind him. Two receivers to the left and the right. They're going to air it out on 1st down. Fakes the pass, pulls it down, and he'll go out to his left here. Gets a blocker and goes out of bounds. Still inbounds now. Somehow leaps up over a player and gets all the way to the 40-yard line here. And Green not happy about the room that he was able to pick up.
Well, he was pointing up ahead when he had to add Libby. Pump faked, and then he tucked it and started running, and there was what appeared to be a questionable block on that far side. And everything's happened controversial is on the far side again. But, yeah, that was a crackback block. And, yeah, that's where, you know, you got to err on the side of safety. But a 1st down run in the books, 20 yards.
And Firebend just pulled it down and took off. 3:30 to go here in the first quarter. This time he'll come to Kyle Spaulding. A pass to the right side. Unitigo going left to right. Spaulding picks up one after the catch. That'll bring up 2nd and short here for Unitigo.
Well, Josh Firebend has picked his receivers quite well. He's got Spaulding for the second time. He is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 for 11 and 96 yards unofficially.
Make sure to stay tuned. Coming up is our Mirabito halftime report, where we'll get you a full stat sheet. With 3 minutes to go here before halftime, Unitigo leading 15-0. Firebend on 2nd and short here will pass to the far side, and Unitigo will pick up a 1st down.
Somebody's getting hurt!
Well, that's the guy down on the ground for Green. But it looks like a 1st down, and there is a flag on the far side. There is a flag down on the far side. We'll have to see what that's going to be.
2:50 to go here in the second quarter. Unitigo will pick up the 1st down.
And that's going to be an unsportsmanlike against Green. There are two players. Now there's, well, we don't have 51 on our roster, so that's kind of hurting us. But
2:50 to go in the second quarter. And Green has an injury on the field. They're also credited with an unsportsmanlike conduct. We'll sort things out here. We'll step away for 30 seconds on CDO.
Do you get hungry late at night? Work second shift and leave starving? Everything is closed, right? Wrong. The Sydney McDonald's drive-thru is open late all week long. Sunday nights till 11 p.m., Monday through Wednesday night till midnight. And yes, the Sydney McDonald's drive-thru is open 24 hours, Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. So if you get hungry late at night, No problem. Just stop by the Sydney McDonald's drive-thru on Delaware Ave in Sydney.
The Madden family of funeral homes has expanded to continue to serve the needs of our local communities in Broome, Chenango, Otsego, and Delaware counties. The Osterout Madden Funeral Home is located in Harborsville, and the Westcott Madden Funeral Home is now in Unadilla. The Madden family of funeral homes is proud to support local high school football on WCDO, and they wish all area athletes good luck this season. Offering a wide range of personalized services to suit your family's wishes, the Madden family of funeral homes will be there for you. Call 693-1151 or 369-4122.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
2:50 to go here before the half. Things getting sorted out here. Unitiga will pick up a first down. They lead 15-0 here over Green. Two touchdowns, one by Josh Firebend with his legs and one with his arm to Ryan Marzell. And Greg, after all of that, a Green player comes off, appears to be okay, and Unitiga will advance up the field here off a penalty.
That seems to be a common occurrence for Unitiga, and unfortunately for Green, and they had a guy hurt because of it.
So an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty will move Unitiga up, and they will go to the right side, pass it down, almost intercepted there by the Green defense as Fireman got flushed out of the pocket, really had nowhere to go.
Well, they're going to call Nate Wilsey for a hold that time, trying to protect Firebend, who obviously was flushed out of the pocket. Good pursuit by Green. The best thing Green can do right now is play good, hard football and get the job done defensively. That was step one right there.
2:36 to go before the half. Unitiga with a 15-0 lead and ball being backed up here as Unitiga now will have a long second down and the ball almost back to midfield now. It'll be about the 48-yard line.
So 28, they need to get to the 18-yard line for a first down. So do the math there. It's about 31 yards to go.
That's a long first down here.
But Firebend, I don't know, a guy like that can make it happen.
Firebend under center, drops back, receivers to the left and right, two on each side, and another reception on that far side for Unitiga. Derek Beams bringing it down. We're seeing him a little bit of a theme as they throw the ball his way a little bit more.
Yep, and a short gain, which isn't bad because it started out as a first down and 31, so gain of 7 there.
2:05 to go here before halftime. Firebend drops back. He gets this one over to Spalding, who will catch it and fall down, and that'll bring up a third down and about 15 here for Unitiga.
Another gain of 5, and Firebend's just picking and choosing his short spots. He's got 108 yards unofficially, 8 for 13.
So Firebend, as Greg said, over 100 yards passing here in the first half. One touchdown throw and one with his legs as well. So a 3rd and 15, he's back in the shotgun looking for his options. And a long pass, and this one towards the back of the end zone to Tanner Winchester. It's a touchdown, but it will come back with the flag.
Yep, that was a wide open, but the officials conferring, and you see that the show of holding as one's talking, the black hat's talking to the white hat, and that will, as you say, come back. Winchester was wide open, though.
1:44 to go, second quarter. Unitiga on top, 15-0. And the touchdown pass there to Winchester we knew was coming back. Is
it's about a 3rd and 22 going into it, and Green has no problem taking them back farther. Now it's to the 50-yard line, so now it's an officially 3rd and 32.
So this is twice that Unitiga, because of penalties, has been pushed back to midfield. 1:44 to go before the half. The Spartans on top of the Trojans here, 15-0. And we'll see what kind of magic Josh Firebend might have here on this long third down. As Greg said, 3rd and 32. Firebend rolls out to his left, passes up over, and tries to find Ryan Marzell off his fingertips. And Green will force a fourth down here with 1:25 to go in the second quarter.
Excellent defensive job by Zach Orzel. He rattled Marzell upon the reception of the ball, and Ryan actually had it for a second but could not hang on. Good contact by Orzel, and that sets up the fourth down from midfield. And you know with Firebend, he can plant it inside the 10. Or will he? See trips to the far side.
Firebend back to punt, and he will let this one go.
Legit.
And a bouncing ball will go all the way back. And will this one sit on the line? Unitiga will get there and pin Green all the way back down at about the 1-yard line here, late here in the second
with
quarter.
With a minute 14 to go, Stranger things have happened, but a 99-yard drive with a minute 14, it is entirely possible. But what a job by Fireben to punt that ball 49 yards. Well, wow, got a lot of roll, too, let's face it.
We'll keep it right here for the rest of the half. As you know, Fireben, we talk about everything he did, but talk about that left-footed punt he got off on the run last week against Sydney. That was pretty amazing.
That's right, yeah.
It was kind of a funky snap. He was able to pick it up, ran to his left, and then just happened to punt it left-footed.
Right.
How many people could do that?
That's right. Not quite a play of the week, but certainly one of those little things that made that win possible for Utah.
So Green now going right to left here, and they are on the one-yard line. Have to be careful in this situation. Orzel is under center now, as it's been Harrington the last couple of drives. They're just going to try to ram it up the middle to get some breathing room, and they'll pick up one, maybe two, for the Trojans.
With that one defensive substitution error, they had to burn a timeout, so they do have two left, I believe.
1 minute exactly to go on the clock in the second quarter from Unitigo High School. It's the Spartans of Unitigo leading the Trojans of Green 15-0. Green now with a second down again, just tried to move it up the middle and move the pile so that they have a little more room to operate with back there.
Clock is running, so they're not going to stop it.
Down
at least
to 40.
Not this time, yeah.
Erickson in the backfield. Zach Orzel, the sophomore quarterback, under center. Waiting for the snap here. Let's see if he just takes a knee. Nope, he'll just try to again ram it up the center. Gain of maybe one. Clock will get down to 20 seconds here before the half.
Coaching staff probably saying, no, let this one run out. I don't see them looking to stop the clock, but maybe they'll get it down to the final second before calling a timeout. Nope, I think they're just going to let it ride out.
So Green will let the clock tick down, and so Unitigo with two first-half touchdowns, they lead 15-0 as they head over to the school and the locker room. And Green back to the drawing board here, obviously a little frustrated in this first half with some penalties and not being able to move the ball. They fumbled once and an interception, played some great, great defense, did the Green Trojans, and just have to try to get on the page. They're still in this ball game.
Yeah, they certainly do, and I think the one momentum buster came at the when we split the quarters. They were on the run. They had had two first downs via the run. They had Erickson and Nelson with double-digit runs, and then the quarter came to an end. Then they had a procedure, and then it just broke down from there. But that's six quarters now that Green has failed to get it into the end zone. Coach Gordon, love the man. He has been great for Green sports all the way for many, many years. He's going to find a way to get something out of this kid's. And, well, it'll be interesting to see the second half because, you know, Tigo hasn't really dominated on the offense. It seems like they have, but penalties have helped them get down the field. And that's, you know, they have to be thanking their lucky stars on that one.
Well, stay tuned. Our Mirabito halftime report will be coming up. We'll step away as it's 15-0. Unitigo leading Green. For Greg Davey, I'm Nate Lull. You're listening to live high school football here on WCDO.